itself, though it was likely Long Shadow wouldn't have cared. To the Shadow Master, the Strangler was little more than a useful termite. In his mind, none of us were much more than pesky insects. The child left last. She considered Long Shadow coldly. Her eyes seemed as old and wicked as time itself. She was a scary little thing for sure. I wondered what the old man thought when he saw her, or if he even dared look. Long Shadow said, "They don't think I know what I'm doing."
"My soldiers are wasted where they are," Mugabe replied. "They are losing what edge they had."
"You may be right,
but to attack in any direction, you will have to leave what protection I am able to afford you. Without my lost comrades, I cannot reach nearly as far as once I did. Will you risk their sorcery without mine to support you?"
Mugabe grunted. He glared at the glittering plain.
"You believe I am a coward for fearing that, General?" "I stipulate the danger. I grant the value of your protection. But there is much that I could do anyway. Blade has been allowed to act on a limited scale and has accomplished great things. For certain, he has demonstrated repeatedly how these Taglians will collapse if you attack their weaknesses."
"You trust Blade?"
"More than most. Like me, he has nowhere else to run. But I trust no one completely. Our allies least of all. Neither Howler nor the Deceiver joined us out of love for our cause."
"Indeed." Apparently amused, Long Shadow seemed to relax. "I must explain, General." Mugabe's surprise told me that this was an extraordinary eventuality. "I do not stay bottled up here because of the plane. I can leave Overlook for short periods. I will, if I must. The Shadowgate wards are fresh and strong and reliable and entirely under my control. But if I do venture out, I will have to do so by stealth."
Mugabe grunted again. "The reason I stay here is that there are some less obvious players in this game."
Mugabe frowned. Sounded like a crock to me, too.
"Howler springs from that clan once known as the Ten Who Were Taken."
"I know."
"Storm Shadow matriculated from that slave school as well. Another graduate was Sanjak's sister. They called her Soul Catcher."
"I believe we've met."
"Yes. She embarrassed you at Stormguard."
"Actually, that was Lady that time, wasn't it?" Mugabe nodded.